Tuesday, July 5th, 2011, the County Commission will be meeting for the preliminary study meeting and public comment prior to the 9 a.m. call to order. So if you hear a lot of silence, it's us reading. Did you go through the minutes?
Yeah. A couple of things.
I'd offered the inclusion of the word audit. And this is, we got to do something different because we agreed not to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Just do a regular employee.
Yeah.
The manager's agreement, let's see.
Oh, it won't hurt anything to leave that, but we can. We'll have to add a line in a later meeting.
Airport manager. Well, no, we made the decision that he would be treated like any other employee.
Mm-hmm. Right. But this was posted this way, and so we'll have to. No.
It was posted. This is from last Thursday. But what we did, we didn't say we'd repost it to an undetermined date. What we did was stated we just.
And the first time we did. The first time we talked about it, we did. We said we'd postpone it to an undetermined date.
I don't know what that means, by the way. You can postpone to a time definite.
Right? Right. I don't know. Jim was one.
Did we bring it back up that same day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's when we decided he'd be treated just like another employee.
So we need to have a second?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's what I say. Just add a line to it somewhere back in there. And that should, the language on that should be changed. It should be what you said, not the undetermined date. I stopped by Helen's, had her pull, told her about all the checks that need to be pulled. I visited with Rick, and he wants to be notified on motions that affect his office. He said he didn't get the, didn't hear the meeting.
Those two ports don't work, Danny. That light never came on, so I think we're maxed out at six connections.
But you, when you thumped it, it did thump.
Did it thump?
Yeah. Well, not now. Move it on over there.
Anything?
No.
I don't.
She said she didn't hear it, but I did both times that you...
Try again.
No. No. Maybe it was just my
head. This wireless is working. So
maybe it's my head thumping.
Could be.
My brain's fixing to kick in. Jim, for a little update, I did. I went in, visited with Helen and it told her to pull those checks.
Okay.
And then stopped by and talked to Joanne and Rick.
Okay.
And they knew, but they didn't hear our motion. They heard the discussion, but they didn't hear the motion.
Okay.
Yeah. When I first saw that, I reflected on the motion. I think we were pretty specific.
Yeah.
On what the...
statute says. We're not doing anything other than what statute says.
Right. Gentlemen, also, I was just going to bring up that the 8 o'clock that was requested. Ron, did you see that email from... I was questioning you may have overheard a conversation, maybe not. We had an 8 o'clock posted for Thursday for tax sale abatements.
Yes.
And we all said, yes, we do it. But then the email says we accepted it last week, but the email said we had to have that meeting before the 5th of July. Can we do it at 8:30 on Thursday?
I had Jillian contact the clerk's office, and they're going to bring information regarding specifically what those were.
Okay.
Because, as I understand it, the clerk's office wanted to have those before summer board,
right,
during regular session. If it's right. BOE, I don't understand. So anyway, I've asked to see those. So
okay.
They're going to be coming over. Good morning, Mr. Erickson.
Good morning, sir.
What's this, the transfers?
I didn't see. I didn't.
$75,000 transfer? I'd rather have a discussion about it.
We will have. That's what it's scheduled for.
So you want to do it at this time then?
Yes.
Okay.
My hopes were not to make it political by moving it through the transfer system, but if it's a your druthers, that's what we'll do.
It's not political?
Sure. How are you? Get this verbiage down here on airport managers. Yeah, that way. Well, I used the wrong word. Time definite following executive session. What was the verbiage, guys, on the airport managers thing that we can utilize in the minutes? Just that the commission agreed to... Dan has pointed out that we discussed it twice that day. We postponed it to a definite time.
Is that the first or the second one?
Well, the first one I put, we've moved it to a time definite following the executive session today. The second one is that the commission agreed to...
Well, I met with the chairman of the airport board, and he told me to withdraw it and withdraw it this time.
So it wasn't done on the same day?
No, we didn't. The vote was we did meet, but we did. All we said was the chairman says we don't... That the airport manager was withdrawing it, according to the chairman of the.
This language sound all right then? The commission was notified that the request for a written contract had been withdrawn by the airport board chairman. That sound all right?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the end of it. Okay. Let's see if Lynn can read this.
Is that the only one we have to approve today?
Yes.
Okay.
why was that one held back, gentlemen? I don't remember. That's the 23rd.
It's time definitely following executive session today. Audit there.
You know?
Here.
Yeah.
I don't remember why it was delayed.
I think I asked that question last week, too. Why it wasn't in there.
I'll withdraw that. There's no absolute need for it right now if you want to have discussion prior to.
If I could do some research to find out some other things.
Sure.
From the transfer.
I'm the one that requested it. Was not requested through the office.
What?
I don't think he needs it for months.
What about the check?
The checks for the GCR?
Yeah. Do we just, when we get to that, we just withhold them or do we pull them now?
We probably need to pull them.
That's what I thought. I thought we'd just pull them now.
In other words, if you approve all the numbers, including those?
Yeah.
Well, the BOA, the BOE stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's talking about BOE.
No.
Not BOE. I'm sorry. PNC. I'm sorry. PNC.
But my point was, if we approve the numbers that are there and exclude those specific numbers, that would do it. Right?
Yeah. Did you look at BOA? Did they do it for BOA people too?
Yeah, they put it in.
So we got to take BOA out too then?
I think so. Is that the way it's listed in the...
It's listed as PNZ in here, but it's actually a BOA member.
Yeah.
So...
For that,
okay.
they've got bids that have came in for that. But get somebody can read them if they're presented to us, and we can approve.
Mickey's not here. Mickey's the one that handles those, to the best of my knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Ron, yes, you want us to give them to him, or next time we can talk with them about it, just as a.
Yeah, I mean, what we're going to do is just read them. I think there's right. Yeah. I don't know where are the documents.
Jillian has.
She does have them.
Yeah, she's got.
Are you wanting to call Randy to have him present it?
What? You got him already? Come over here. I'm over here scribbling notes. You got
him.
Okay. And what about the PNC?
And now PNC, 130. Yeah, commission PNC.
No, some are PNC and BOA. Like Sean Pinker.
Okay, these
are BOA. Right.
These are working on your own.
Yes.
Yeah, doing
it. Just these, not these.
Did they even pay you? Mileage on these two?
Uh-huh.
And see, I don't think statutorily we can.
Okay, so all of these are not mileage.
You're walking slow.
Yeah. I think we need to look. I'm not 100% sure on this, but I'm not 100% sure we're not supposed to pay for these there. Let's just hold both of these mileage. So we're going to hold these, and then we'll have to find out mileage business. Okay, I'll rattle. Here, let's take those. I don't want the checks. I don't want the checks. Yeah. Is there just that one?
Two seconds.
I'm going to pull that out.
Okay.
Thank you, Monica.
Just
one.
Gentlemen, on those two bids that are, Randy has come over and presented those in the past before. I think was before you were here.
Yeah, he can open read them whatever.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Speaking of Randy.
There he is.
So, I can see that.
Hold on. That's a little scary now if you mention his name and he shows up.
Hey, do you have an extra one of these? Did you make a copy?
I can go get one.
Here, just go make a... No, just make a copy with of that, just like it is.
Did you see anything else in there, Jim?
I did.
I didn't see anything.
Everything looked pretty normal here.
Did those changes look okay to you?
Randy, did you guys get it on the request form? Did you get an hour-long meeting the 11th, did you say?
It wasn't an hour-long meeting.
Yeah, I'd say you guys probably, if it doesn't work in too bad, you need to go ahead and post it for an hour. There's several things we need to talk about.
Okay. Do you copy?
Yeah. Mm-mm. With plenty.
Why not?
Is that just something I could read?
Mm-hmm. We got an email about it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, we all got it?
Yeah. We've seen the Clio agreement, haven't we?
It should be in our
pile over there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What it is, if I'm not mistaken, is just an update of the existing agreement.
Okay.
And they've made some change.
One of those.
Hi there.
Now, we've got two vacates this morning, I think.
Oh, well, maybe I'm wrong.
Powell Road is one.
That's the only one I'm on.
Oh, just Powell Road?
Yeah, unnamed road.
An unnamed road.
Unnamed road.
Bill's
going to
be here? Supposed to be.
What about Danny? Wasn't there going to be one from Big Cedar off 86, wasn't there?
They were supposed to be, but they didn't get it in the office 30
they
days prior.
They didn't do the posting or anything like that. Okay.
I thought we were. I was expecting one from that. So,
yeah,
okay.
I asked that question.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean everything that I got is right here.
Yeah, I thought
yes,
they were supposed to come here.
I got the two here.
Okay, that's what I thought. So all I showed then, Jillian, is one meeting, the 27th, on your agenda to approve. Is that correct? For minutes?
The 23rd.
23rd.
I don't have the 23rd. Do you have the 23rd?
That's what it was. We looked at.
No, it's just 27th.
The agenda does say 23rd.
The agenda says 23rd, sir.
This is the 27th. That's what we've been marking up.
Which is it, Lynn?
Well, I've sent two. The only thing that she had on here was the
23rd.
I sent that one first.
We'll just table those, the only one we get that.
Yeah, because I don't have the
23rd. But I need a copy of the 23rd.
Let me see if I can find it real fast here.
That's what I had upstairs was the 23rd. That's the one that I read through.
Let me hear. I remember seeing it from you.
No, he can.
I can pull it up real fast.
Guys, let's also, of course, we're going to go into BOE, and I have asked, there's two things. We still should do a preliminary.
We're going to, at noon, at 1.
Prior to, I'd ask the other two members to come in a little early so that they could be sworn in.
Uh-huh.
Number two, I received a call from Mr. Wildry, and I'm going to meet with him at 11:30 to chat about 911.
Okay.
And I thought if either of you had a few minutes to talk with him personally also, not together because we don't have it agendized, but just to give him some idea of the direction we want to head, we can...
And I spent some time with him, so...
Okay, you're already there.
I've already spent time with him about
good.
That. Wow, I can't find it.
I sure don't remember the 23rd, Lynn. I got the 27th.
It's. I saw it. And
hi, Mr. McCullough. How are you, sir?
Yes. I'm embarrassed, but I think I deleted it because I thought I printed it already. So. Or, I'm sorry.
If you would, that would be greatly appreciated.
I'm having challenges here finding it. There you go.
Email it to Jim.
Yeah.
Okay. What, the agenda?
No, that the 23rd. I know I'm close now.
Then we'll reschedule the approval of the 27th minutes for next Monday.
I just do both sets if you want to.
There it is. Found it.
I don't have them listed.
I know. That's what I saw. I just table both sets.
Oh, I see.
I found it finally here.
I haven't posted right.
How many pages is it? It's only two pages if you want to do it.
We can't.
Let's just wait. Yeah. Let's just wait. We'll just wait.
Yeah.
I never received it.
Hey, Jillian.
Yes, sir.
Would you take this, please?
Yes, sir.
Would you just repost this for Thursday at 8:30?
Monday.
Okay, Monday at 8. Next Monday at 8:30.
Reason is we have three appointments for 8:30 Thursday.
Okay. We're going to postpone the 23rd and the 27th until next Monday to approve. The 23rd is not in that pile there.
Good morning, Mr. McCullough.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, sir? Good to see you.
People felt that way.
How are you, Sherry?
How are you, Matt?
Good.
Back, Mr. and Mrs. Charles McCarthy, petitioners on the board.
And Randy and Jillian, before we go into formal session, there have been no remonstrances filed on those vacations, correct?
Not to my knowledge.
Not with us, thanks.
Did you get your desk to read off of those?
I got them. It's okay. I'll have to do it.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Wait, see if I repeat it.
I may let you have it.
Is that the list that Jillian gave me? That's what I'm saying. Okay.
This is the list from Helen. The checks, you mean?
No. I'm talking about the list that you need to read off for the road vacation.
Oh.
It's a checklist.
Do you have...
I don't have that.
Why don't you get that to him real fast here? This is a little...
Just trying to keep one step ahead of the pace here.
Especially on Friday.
I understood that it was a distinct possibility.
Well, I
didn't know it had been released.
Okay.
We're ready. Thank you, Bill. I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Taney County Commission, July 5th, 2011. Call on Commissioner Straufus. Offer a prayer.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day. And Father, we thank you for the ability to celebrate the 4th of July, Father, in this great country that... a free country. And Father, we just ask you to watch over all levels of government as they conduct business today, Father, and this week, that you'd give the people making the decisions wisdom and understanding, have them an open heart to listen to the people. And Father, we thank you for the protection that you're giving to our military, protecting our borders and our interests across this world. And Father, we just thank you that you love us and you take care of us. And we thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First order of business we have is... previous minutes.
I'm going to make a motion to table the previous minutes of the 23rd to next Monday. Is it the 11th? The 11th, the date.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to table the approval of previous meeting minutes dated June 23rd till next Monday. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Accounts payable.
I move that we approve accounts payable, checks. I'm going to have two readings here, a check, and then I'm going to list a checks to omit. Checks 325065 through 325120. Holding back checks 325083 through 085. Check 325097. And holding back checks 325105 through 109.
I'll second your motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve accounts payable with the exception of those so noted checks as delineated by Commissioner Strophas. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. And if I'm not mistaken, for today there are no journal entries or transfers that will be discussed.
Yeah.
All right. Road vacations. Which do we have first? Jillian.
You've got right there with you, sir. Actually, Powell.
Powell Road, partial road vacation hearing. I have paperwork that has been forwarded to the County Commission from Bob Paulson, who has handled the legal work of the vacation for this segment of the road. And he notes that the petition was filed by Nick Plummer, the owner of the property along the portion of Powell Road proposed to be vacated. There is an affidavit that notice of the hearing was posted more than 15 days before today as required by Section 71.270. It was posted in at least five public places in the county. The notice stated the nature of the application, that it was to be made today, and contained exhibits with the legal descriptions and surveys of what was proposed. Randy, as I'm reading through it, it notes the technical aspects of this vacation, and that's been presented to Road and Bridge, correct?
Yes.
You've been through it?
Yes, I reviewed it.
And your thoughts?
I'm fine with the road vacation.
There we go. Thank you.
I have reviewed the road vacation, and they do have the Exhibit A that's to be vacated and the Exhibit B that is to remain as the current county road.
Is there any member of the public present that wishes to file a remonstrance or speak in opposition to the vacation as presented? Gentlemen, do you have any questions?
It's an ongoing process. This has been long overdue, so I think it's dated back well before I was a commissioner. So,
yes, it has. And Randy, you said the existing road is it's stated in the vacation that the existing road be left as a county road because the vacation is the easement that was designated as a county road, but the county road sets off to the side, so it needs to remain as
right. We're basically moving the legal description to match the road as it was built years ago. Is that what you're saying, Danny?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I would ask that our authority lies upon the vacation of roads. The attachment to this is the existing road, which I don't know that we have authority other than through the attachment for it to be presented in the vacation. Could you give me an answer on that, Bill?
I believe the purpose of one of the exhibits is to show what is not being vacated. And, of course, your county road has already been established by other means.
Okay.
I don't think this is so much a planted road as a vacating part of a subdivision plan as correcting an error on a road that would be described in meets and bounds, as I would suspect. And my guess is that it's something the county got a right of way over. And then the road is either built or meanders elsewhere. And so you're just trying to get back to the landowner the portion that wasn't used.
Right.
And I think your second description shows what's not being used.
Correct. Right. It basically, we didn't have the right-of-ways on all the property as the road was built. What this vacate is vacating the unused part of it and establishing the actual road part of it. We're basically just moving the easements.
Making a record to show what really happened.
Correct.
That's what I said. Our authority to vacate does not add another road to the property, and except for this through the vacation process with the amendment. I'm going to make a motion for approval of this vacation.
A Powell Road. I'll second the motion as presented.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the petition of Powell Road as presented. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Second vacation is an order vacating portions of public roads or public streets. And we're petitioned by Charles and Vivian MacArthur. And Bill, you're going to represent this vacation?
Yes, Your Honor.
Go right ahead, sir.
Mr. and Mrs. MacArthur are owners of one of the lots that abuts this platted road. There were platted roads that actually go, so to speak, go between blocks that were never opened. In addition to giving notice to all of the other landowners, all of the landowners have joined in this vacation request, and their notarized statements are in the file. We also gave notice to the Taney County Regional Sewer District and to White River Valley Electric Cooperative to see if there was any plan to use this as utility easement, and there is not. So essentially, we have all of the landowners joining in the request. It was a case where every other street seems to have been developed in the platted subdivision. We also published notice in the Taney County Times more than 15 days before presentation today.
And your postings, you did your postings also?
Did not do postings, we just did the publication.
Okay, is that...
There are two alternatives.
One of the requirements.
And my opinion is the better way to inform the public is through a newspaper publication instead of finding some public place to post in.
I've got one question. MacArthur's own property on both sides of the street?
No, MacArthur's own properties that would abut up to the middle. Their son and his wife also have property abutting up to it, and then the additional landowners all the way along.
Okay.
There are.
But if I heard you correctly, all had been notified and all were taking part in the petition process?
Yes, you have a notarized consent from each of the abutting landowners.
Go ahead, Dan.
In the vacation process, the splitting of the property goes half to one owner and half to the other.
As an operation of law, that's what will happen if you do vacate.
Right.
Yes.
So I make a motion for approval of the no-name road petition.
Well, do we need to have the...
Go ahead.
I'll second the motion, but don't we have to offer...
I would like to ask, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the vacation as presented. Is there any member in the audience that would like to file a remonstrance or offer opposition to the petition as filed? Gentlemen, discussion on the motion to vacate? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McCullough. And MacArthur's.
Absolutely.
Next scheduled on the agenda is the bid opening and award of the hydraulic thumb. Randy, would you like to address that for us, or we have a group?
They did come in at the right time. They were here at 8:58.
Yeah.
Okay, these are both. And they're both hydraulic?
Yes,
ma'am. Hydraulics, sir.
Gentlemen, we went out for bid for a hydraulic thumb to put on an excavator that we have that currently doesn't have one. And it looks like we've received four bids. First bid will be from Fabi Cap.
Randy, could I ask that this is just a straightforward bid that was sent out? It wasn't any options?
Yeah, this is just a bid to purchase and install the hydraulic thumb onto the excavator.
So it'll be one price. Yeah.
We've got a bid price from Fabic at $11,309. Bid price includes freight, labor, and attachment. The second bid is from Murphy. And their bid price is $12,620. Third bid is from Victor L. Phillips. Their bid price is $15,840. Last bid we received is from Potter. Mm-hmm. And their bid price is $5,897.
Say that again, please.
$5,897.
That name on that one, please.
That one is from Potter Equipment Company.
Potter?
Yes. Potter, P-O-T-T-E-R.
Randy, could you, is there another, or I'm sorry?
Please, that was all.
That's it.
Can you do me a favor and take those and go through them? And allow Mr. Erickson to sit in at following the opening of our rock drilling bids and bring those back at because I'm looking at
what's our
the agenda, and at 10:15 we've got approval of a payroll, which takes no time, and the Clio agreement is a 1 minute update also, so if we could have them come back in at 10:15.
Will it be an hour enough there, Randy?
Yeah, it should
be. Come back with a recommendation for us. At 10:15, we have two matters of business that will be before you, but they won't take 2 minutes.
So 10:15, yeah.
So I would accept a motion to postpone to the definite time of 10:15.
So moved. Bids. So moved. On the, yeah.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone the bids regarding hydraulic thumb until 10:15. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Come back to us, if you will, with a breakdown if there are any hidden costs or et cetera. And if we could get you to move to the bid openings for rock drilling. Yes, ma'am.
He had a question, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt. It actually states that you guys are not scheduled to open those until 9:30. Do you need to wait?
We do.
Okay.
In case somebody else comes in.
Okay. So we've got a couple minutes.
What I'd like to ask, gentlemen, is that we stand in recess until 9:30. Will that work for
yep.
everyone?
Yep. Okay.